I think we all know that our state is pretty famous for being a top producer of apples. In fact, we produce more apples in Washington than any other state in the Union. That's probably one of the reasons why Washington State University offers a bachelor's degree in integrated plant sciences. It is a degree that allows a student to major in fruit management, the science of growing and maintaining and harvesting tree fruit. The degree teaches how to maintain healthy orchard soils, the ways in which different environmental stresses can damage a tree or an entire orchard, the importance of pruning and irrigation and pollination. The ability to have graduates with degrees in fruit management is essential for a state like ours, because it's pretty obvious to all of us that you can't just plant an apple seed and walk away for a few years and come back and expect to find a mature, healthy tree just full of plump, juicy, healthy apples. It doesn't happen that way. Our Lord did not have a degree, obviously, in integrated plant sciences, but he certainly knew that if you wanted good fruit, you needed good trees. He says in the gospel this morning, "A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit." And then he uses this image of a fruit tree in reference to people. He says, "A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of a store of evil produces evil." And so to extend that metaphor, you and I are apple trees. And the science which allows us to produce good fruit is solid human and spiritual formation. Watering and pruning and feeding and protecting ourselves from hostile elements in the environment. This is a good Sunday to reflect on the challenge of this gospel, because in just 3 days we will begin the season of Lent. The 40 days of Lent give us a great opportunity to tend to our spiritual lives so that we may produce good fruit. This requires the spiritual science of watering and pruning and feeding and protecting. This requires action on our parts. Inaction will guarantee that this tree will become damaged and rotten and incapable of producing good fruit or any fruit at all. In fact, we have within our Catholic tradition identified a serious sin of inaction that for some reason we don't hear much about, and yet I think it's a sin that is pretty prevalent. The sin is called acedia. Acedia. The word comes from the Latin, which comes from the Greek, meaning lack of care. It originally, in the ancient Greek world, referred to failure to bury one's dead. In the Catholic context, it came to mean a kind of indifference to the spiritual life, a lack of spiritual energy, listlessness, laziness would all be ways of and examples of acedia, lack of care. Inaction, indifference, and laziness will kill an apple orchard. Acedia, likewise, is dangerous for our spiritual lives as it inhibits our ability to produce good fruit. So let me give you a kind of a contemporary example from my own life. Some of you may know that priests are obliged to pray the Liturgy of the Hours each day. And so I've had times where comes time to pray evening prayer, and I set out to pray evening prayer, but I think to myself, you know, I'm just going to look up that YouTube video on the Chaponas Alleluia, that beautiful Alleluia that we do here at the cathedral during the Easter season. So I pull up the video of the Chaponas Alleluia. And then there's another video about this sacred piece, and I listen to that choir. Then there's a video about the chrism mass in another diocese, interested how they do that. And then all of a sudden there's a little video on making a pork roast. I love pork, so I pull up the video and watching that video, and that video leads to learning about wild boars, and pretty soon I'm watching African lions hunting wild boars. And all of a sudden, an hour has passed. An hour that I didn't need to waste, couldn't really afford to waste. And that lack of attention leads me to a spot where I still haven't said evening prayer. The sin of acedia. What is the antidote to inaction, inattention, listlessness? What's the antidote to acedia? I would argue that it is a renewed commitment to discipline. And this is why Lent is so important. Each year we have this opportunity that the entire church gives us in a liturgical context, a spiritual context, to renew our commitment to the discipline of our bodies and our souls. Scientists tell us that pruning an apple tree allows sunlight and air into and around the tree, and thus it stimulates fruit production and strengthens the remaining branches so that they can support heavy loads of apples when it comes time for harvest. Pruning our bodies and our spiritual lives during Lent begins by asking ourselves the question, by asking myself the question, what can I cut out of my life during Lent that makes me vulnerable to acedia? Something I can give up which will help me to be more disciplined. Maybe a favorite food or drink or activity. Maybe it's a bad habit that I can give up, or perhaps a compulsion to use social media. Perhaps it is cutting away smoking or drinking to excess or internet pornography. Imposing discipline prunes our lives and allows for the dead branches to be replaced by something productive and holy. Things like attending daily Mass, exercising, going to the Stations of the Cross, playing a board game with the members of our family, etc. Whatever it may be, the antidote to inaction and spiritual listlessness, the antidote to acedia, is discipline. And as we prune our spiritual lives, we then nourish them with God's grace, especially the grace He gives us in the sacrament of penance and the Holy Eucharist. And as I said, we only have 3 days left before our foreheads are smudged with blessed ashes and we begin the season of Lent. So if you haven't already, it's time to figure out before Ash Wednesday what we need to sacrifice, what we need to give up in order to discipline our lives and fight the sin of acedia. A graduate of Washington University with a degree in integrated plant sciences would be able to list very easily all the ways that inaction and inattention leads to apple trees that produce lousy fruit or no fruit at all. In the same way, our Lord invites us this morning to remember that a good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. As we discipline our lives during these upcoming 40 days, when Easter arrives, we pray that each one of us will have produced an abundant harvest of goodness.